Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is now Monday, President's Day, and no holiday for NPR music writer Stephen Thompson and his Song of the Week. Stephen, what have you got for this week?
I've got a song by a guy named Tony Molina, who's made one of the shortest albums I'll hear this year. The whole package stuffs 12 songs into less than 12 minutes.
What?
It's 11 minutes and 49 seconds to be exact. And this song, Change My Ways, is actually kind of an epic. It's 72 seconds long. And what I love about Tony Molina's music isn't that the songs are short. It's that they still feel complete. So everything I like about the song Change My Ways, I'd like about it just the same if it were three times as long.
Let's hear.
I can't seem to change my ways till you understand. Can't seem to make you want to stay, so I've done all I can. No matter what I do, my thoughts are back to you.
So to be clear, it's not like you're saying they just play for 72 seconds and then they stop in the middle of the song, or they speed it up to cram 3 minutes into 72. Is it a real song with a beginning, middle, and end?
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. I think a lot of times when a musician specializes in songs this short, they either, lop off, a huge chunk of it, or everything gets cranked to maximum volume at maximum speed. I mean, there are a lot of really, really short punk and hardcore songs. Tony Molina actually has a background in hardcore and punk. But these function as pop rock songs in miniature. So at times, Change My Ways reminds me actually of a band called Teenage Fan Club, but it hits those high points and those reference points with maximum efficiency. It just gets there with no waste. It accomplishes much of what a four-minute song would accomplish, and it gets there with, in this case, just a verse and an instrumental interlude. So he can, at different points on the album, he'll find time for guitar solos, even though a song is a minute long. And I just love that. The songs still find a way to breathe, even though they don't waste a second.
And again, the whole album is about 12 minutes.
Yep.
Is it a label album or is it self-produced?
It actually originally came out, I think, entirely self-released, and it's being reissued on a label this year. So he's picked up a certain amount of momentum, even though obviously you could fit the whole thing on two sides of a 7-inch single.
Oh, wow. Change My Ways by Tony Molina from the new album Dissed and Dismissed from NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson. A brief song that packs a punch. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, we're going to be brief as well. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.